Hello. It will show the EDM01 AAEU Smart Dimmer based on the WB3S and Tuya MCU Wi-Fi module. I will demonstrate the process of changing its firmware. This requires cutting the PCB tracks and give a ready Tuya MCU configuration for OpenBeacon. This will allow us to free it from the cloud, from the manufacturer's servers, and connect it to the Home Assistant. Purchase of EDM01 AAEU. The dimmer can be bought in various online stores for prices up to about PLN 100, although this could change slightly with the increase in the dollar exchange rate. I bought it earlier this year. Sometimes the product is under the Moe's House logo and sometimes Tuya. Promotional graphics. Parameters according to one of the stores. Triac dimming, right? Package kit contents, screws for fixing. A short test with the Tuya app. The Tuya application has been discussed many times. Here I will only show the screenshots of how this dimmer looks in it. The application also offers to change the available dimming range. It's convenient. You can cut to light or dark operating mode. The interior of the EDM01 AAEU. Getting inside is a bit more difficult than usual. More hooks and screws. Removed front, catches. The big button is removed. It has two mounting feet that need to be undone. You can use two flat screwdrivers, PCB with Wi-Fi module and Tuya MCU. Tuya MCU supports all button and Wi-Fi only communication. Here the WB3S BK7231T is used. No further disassembly is needed to change the firmware. I am showing it for information only. Out of curiosity, what does the dimmer have inside? I was expecting a triac here, but still not out. Semiconductors, WML26N654, TO220. N-MOSFET, WMM26N65C4, TO263. N-MOSFET, 817C, PC817, ZRCD, BDAG. I did not decrypt the SMD codes of the last two elements. It's probably something from the power system. If anyone knows what these elements can be, please comment. I did not analyze the dimming mechanism on MOSFETs either. It's time to focus on changing the load. EDM01 AAEU schematic. Here is a sketch of the circuit board responsible for Wi-Fi, for dimming control, operation of the LED strip and the button. Everything is handled by the microcontroller. The LED strip is connected to it, a button, and it controls the dimming. The triac is on the second PCB. The WB3S Wi-Fi module only communicates with it via UART, RX, and TX, the same UART that is used for programming. Unfortunately, you will have to cut paths. EDM01 AAEU programming. We need to connect. Mass, power input. Here you can 5 volt. Because the board has LDO, providing 3.3 volts for microcontrollers, RX from UART, TX from UART. RX and TX also need to be cut off from Tuya MCU so that it does not interfere with our programming. Here are the cut paths. Ground and 5 volt are signed on the second board, so we know which pins are which signals. Hole, BK Writer 1.60 is doing well here. The procedure is simple. When the program is waiting for getting bus for connection, disconnect and connect the power 5 volt cable, not the entire UART adapter. Ready. After programming, the paths should be repaired and they can be secured. I used a UV curable solder mask here. OpenBeacon configuration for EDM01 AAEU. In this device, the Wi-Fi module controls everything through Tuya MCU. There is no button or LED connected to it. We just need to configure Tuya MCU. The DPID values are the same as in the case of the older ESP version of this device. ID1 is the on-off state. ID2 is a dimmer, from 0 to 1000. So we create the OpenBeacon script, create the autoexec.bat file and drag it to the little FS field in the second www panel, web app, Here, after reboot, the code will automatically execute and configure Tuya MCU. Video presentation. Here is how the dimmer works in two videos. It is worth paying attention to the brightening animation that Tuya MCU performs further. I only changed the batch of the Wi-Fi module, so this animation is original. Film/film. https://filmy. Not project info bytes linked on the document.